This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Amy Fields on the line. She works with SIL International, but is kind of working also with Wycliffe USA on Bible-based trauma healing. Now, Amy's kind of an expert in this field, and she's worked with communities who have experienced significant trauma, whether it's through violence or civil unrest. And Amy, you and I are going to talk about how Bible translation and Bible-based trauma healing, how that helps a community overall with its mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. So I'd like to start with a pretty basic question. How do you define trauma, and why do you need an entire program for trauma healing?
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, trauma is anything that causes people fear, a sense of helplessness or horror. And this can come about as a result of things as serious as, you know, going through civil war or rape. But it can also come about as a result of something as common as losing your health, losing your job, and or perhaps a natural disaster, things like that. And so the reason that we need a program that is specifically adapted to this is because what happens when a person is traumatized is that there's actually a block that comes about between their head and their heart. And it makes it to where they are literally not able to get anything out of scripture at that point. The program was originally developed in Central Africa around the year 2000 when they were having so much civil war in that area. And the pastors came to SIL at that time and said, "We don't know what's wrong with our people. They are hearing God's word, but it's like they can't apply it to their lives." And so they asked us to develop a program that would help people to see that the Bible is practical in answering these big questions and in dealing with the trauma in their lives.
And you mentioned Central Africa. Where else have you guys used this program? Is it kind of being implemented, or is this a still in development thing?
No, actually, very interestingly, one of the things I love about this program is that it originated in Africa, but it quickly spread to North America, where people here said, "Hey, we have trauma too." So sometimes people think it needs to be something as serious as civil war in order to qualify as trauma, or, you know, like a veteran coming home from having been in a war overseas. But a lot of people here have also experienced trauma as a result of growing up in a home with divorce, different things like that. So it's very commonly used here in North America now. We do trainings regularly all around the country. It is spreading to South America now. We have trained quite a few people in Puerto Rico, you know, where they had Hurricane Maria a couple of years ago. People are really taking off with that there, and all the places in Central America where they're just struggling with, you know, emotional upheaval as a result of the economic crisis and all the different problems that they have with gangs and so forth there. It's really being done quite effectively there. Asia, we have lots of places in Asia where we're doing workshops now. And we personally have worked in West Africa, where there's also a lot of problems with terrorism now. And so we've done quite a few trainings there. We live in Africa part of the year. I probably shouldn't say exactly where we work, but our language group that we're doing translation with is located on the border with a country where there's a significant terrorism problem. We've had hundreds of thousands of refugees that have fled into our country where their villages have been attacked and girls have been kidnapped. And so these people are really have experienced a lot of trauma and need a lot of help in dealing with that. So.
And so connect the dots for me with Bible translation, because you've well established the fact that trauma healing is a serious thing that's needed. But how does Bible translation come into this mix?
Mm-hmm. So as the Bible's being translated, we're always looking for ways to make it practical for people so that they can understand how to use it, and so that it's not just a book that's sitting on the shelf somewhere, but it's being used in discipleship and in churches and so forth. And so the trauma healing program is a scripture engagement tool. It's basically a way that churches can help people to see that scripture is practical, not just for, like I said, the big crises, but also for people that live continually with, food uncertainty, whether or not their children are going to be able to go to school. And it just shows them that God's word is practical for their lives and helps them to be using the Bible more effectively. One thing that we've done quite a bit of is we've worked with the oral story-based form of this ministry, the Trauma Healing Program, which uses stories to facilitate the lessons. So each lesson has a modern day story and then a story from the Bible. And then we facilitate the lessons by asking questions. We have a lot of activities. It's a very hands-on program. And so it helps those stories from the Bible come alive and helps people to see that they are really practical and can be applied to their lives.
And I want to circle back around to the U.S. church for a minute, because you said this is something gaining traction in the U.S. as well. And I guess let's talk a little bit more about that. How, number one, are churches aware of the need, or is this kind of an eye-opening thing? And then how do you help churches implement what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. I would say in general, most churches are not aware of the need. I read recently that only one in 20 churches has a program that specifically addresses trauma in people's lives. And the ironic thing is that people tend to grow most spiritually when they're going through a crisis. So it is something that really does need to be addressed by the American church. They tend to just see it as these really big, serious crises and not recognize that people that grew up in a home with divorce or abuse, people may have a lot of things in their background that nobody's aware of, and those things could be really hindering them. So a lot of times what we'll do is we'll call the program something like Healing the Wounds of the Heart. And that helps people to understand a little bit more, okay, yeah, maybe I don't feel like I've been through trauma, but yes, I do have something in my background that causes me to just feel a little bit sad or overwhelmed by life sometimes. And we also help them to see that this is something that they can use to help other people as well. If they come to our training, they'll be equipped to lead small groups with other people and help people to become better listeners, help people to learn how to forgive. So those are kind of things that we use to help the church to see that it's a little bit more practical than maybe they thought it was.
That's awesome. And I'd love to go on and talk with you forever about this, because it's really interesting. But I want to respect your time, and I want to give a takeaway for our listeners. We've talked about it, about trauma healing on the international level and on the local U.S. level. How would you ask people to respond? Is this something they can learn more about? Maybe some prayer requests? How would you ask people to respond?
Well, I guess just that people would understand that really there's a lot more trauma around them than they realize. One thing that I've discovered is that when people find out that this is the ministry that you do, then a lot of people come to you and want to talk to you. So there's a lot of hurting people out there that need somebody to talk to. And we do have trainings regularly around the United States. So if there, this is something that people feel like, I really wish I knew how to help. I have so many people that I know that are struggling and I wish I knew how to help them more. I could send you a link to the Trauma Healing Institute website where people can get more information about the program and about when we're having trainings and where. And yeah, if they are interested in getting involved, that would be great.